Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
My mind's telling me no.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh.
Oh, you never know where I'm going to come in. They're holding your breath thinking, is there a problem? But there is not a problem. Aha! Aha! Says Alan Partridge. Aha! Ah! Says Orson Welles. Ah! We are live here. Good morning, everybody. It is March 2nd, 2023 in Glendale, California, coming to you live. And we are still in the cold snap, ladies and gentlemen. Still, and I know it's all relative. There's people out there in colder parts of the world. I can assure you this. But it has been a wild weather week here in California. Lots of rain, lots of cold, even a little hail, and even a little snow, folks. It's the end times! Maybe not. Maybe not. Joined to my shoulder right, camera left.
This song's going on so long.
DJ Duck Pound!
Good morning!
Oh yeah, baby. And on my left, camera right, we got Victor Berger the fourth.
Let's get cracking.
Nah. Producer Matt, we got Wes, we got Luke in the control room, we got Sam out there, the intern. Sam, keep an eye on that breaking news. You know I love to know what's going on out there in the great big wild world. And on the show today, we've got Ken Marino. You know Ken Marino, he's a legend. He's currently en route. Had to stop to get a little Joe. And then later in the broadcast, we have music from international recording artist, star of his own music, Andy Schauf. Yeah! He's gonna be doing a kind of a sad, quiet, contemplative, meditative version of Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. How would that go?
It'd go like this.
Ever since I was born, I've been bad to the bone. I've been bad to the bone. Join us at patreon.com/officehourslive to catch the whole show. If you're watching live, join us for the whole show. And Patreon is a tremendous place for all kinds of goodies.
If you come on the day I was born.
Provide. Free week, join now.
Ah, free week, yeah. Join now, get a free week. And I'll be sending out, for limited time only, 50 packs of plain Lay's potato chips. The little guys, little snack packs. 50 packs of Lay's plain, the yellow bag. The yellow bag of Lay's.
50 per person or 50
no,
total?
No, 50 while supplies last.
How are your flakes?
I'll just be, you sign up now and I get that bag of Lay's out to you. You're gonna get laid!
Fairly average porn movie.
Oh shit, I just got laid! 2 weeks from tonight.
I'm like getting the feeling 2 weeks
from tonight.
I'm getting the feeling of coming at home.
I'm not masturbating!
2 weeks from 2 weeks from tonight, I'll be in the city of Leeds. The city of Leeds. Kids.
No fucking way, no fucking way.
Brundell Social Club with my Big Tim, Two Tims tour kicking off up there with a very packed house. That show's almost sold out.
Why?
Then we go on down to Sheffield and Nottingham and Manchester and all over the place, hitting London, Dublin, fucking Oslo,
Hawaii,
motherfucking Copenhagen, motherfucking Denmark, fucking
absolute shit,
Amsterdam. Fuck it.
You fucking cunt.
We're getting packed. I'm not getting packed yet. You getting packed?
I'm thinking about getting Starting packed.
Right. So we're going for about, it turns out it's like a month.
It's longer than I was thinking.
Yeah. So are you going to pack enough? I'm not going to pack without doing laundry.
Where are you from?
You know what I mean? I'll have to do laundry.
Yeah, I'm putting
Who
that
Who wants
out
to do
there,
my
yes.
laundry in, let's say, Dublin? Because that's about halfway through. Who wants to come down, fold, do a fluff and fold for me? That will get you a bag of Lay's potato chips.
So why contact me. Why don't you just discard your clothes and get new ones when you're
Hell
out
no.
there?
Well, I was going to say, do you guys put socks Brighton. And underwear on your rider? That's a move.
Oh. It's like a I've been thinking about that, but I'm very specific about my socks and underwear, and I don't want to put anybody out. All right, let's bring in a Zoomer here. Let's kick it off today with our old friend Skinner. Skinner!
Hello, friend of the show, Skinner here.
I forgot one thing, Skinner. I do want to make an announcement that there will be a big announcement later in the show.
Okay.
All right. Big surprise announcement coming from me. You're going to have to stick around to find out. Fuck around and find out, as the kids say, right? Skinner, what's on your mind? What do you have for us today?
Hi. I actually have been working on a stop-motion horror fantasy movie that is being funded right now. It's going great. It's on Kickstarter.
It must be going great if you're coming on here to promote it.
Yeah, it's going great though. But I think that everybody would really love it. You should go to Kickstarter and check out Shrine of Abominations.
That's a lot of words. Shrine of Abomination. Vic, spell it.
S H R E I N. Going the German route.
Shrine.
Jesus Christ. Shrine.
No. I'll put the link in the somewhere on your guys.
Yes, stuff. We will promote this because we love Skinner. We love your design. We love your brain. We love your energy.
Thank you. Thank you for benevolently allowing me to come on this show and talk about my demon art.
Of course. People love you. So where are we at on this? Where are we at in the process of this project here?
Okay, well, we are actually it will. Okay, we have
calm down. I started with a gotcha question. Apparently, about that.
No, actually, we have filmed 90% of the 30 to 40 minutes of the film that we have that we're working on, and it is being edited with VFX and sound design right now by an amazing guy named Kevin Fermini. And something that just actually happened was the streaming service Screambox contacted me to ask me if I could put together a budget to send to them to see if they'll extend it into an 80-minute long.
Hey,
whoa.
Thing where they knock the meat.
Now you're the one.
All right. Listen, we got a lot to get through today. The link is in the chat. Let's have the Office Hours family come together. Come together.
What's your role in this, Skinner? What are you doing? I just want to know what he's doing.
Okay,
go to IMDb.
I wrote
watch
it.
His
I
trailer. We got his
it.
Trailer.
I've been working. Yeah, the trailer's crazy, right? I wrote that song, by the way, and recorded that. But I wrote it, designed it, worked with my friend Ross. He did most of the stop motion, but I like hand painted all the backgrounds and all the assets to it and stuff. And so it's a very
passion project. Yes. Okay.
You do a play?
It's like 30 seconds. Check it out. You want
Thank
to check
you
it
very
out,
much.
Guys?
All right, Skinner. I've got big news here. I got big news. No, we'll show it during the break.
All right, yeah, there we go.
I got big Hollywood royalty out there. Hold on. He's here. Hold the door. Hold the door. Hold the door. We're going to do something never been done before. And guys, you're going to have to go with me on this. We are going to turn Rosie, the dog, into a man. We are going to turn Rosie into a man. Can we get a shot of Rosie on the chair? Vic, can you help out here?
Yeah.
Now, sure, now, Wes.
I'll show move on.
Be Wes smart here. Be quick about this. I want everyone on their highest level of instinct right now for cinema's sake.
Okay.
This is, we're going to do this with my magic. I'm going to turn Rosie into a man. Ready? Hasta la gira maracatale. Re chicatane ni toro chita. Carre chichatin. Dicto nare chipat. Regananare. Regananajo. Levitanta chat. Dinda! Oh my God! Whoa, the dog is a man! The dog is a man! The dog is a man!
The dog is a man! The dog is a man! The dog is a man!
Sure, relax, relax. You are now in. You're safe, okay? You are. No, 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 no. I must turn him into a. He's only half man. Hold on. Astarecita barriendo Ken Marino. Ken Marino Chitanda. Hey, there he is. Unbelievable. Look at you. First of all, let me come and give you a hug.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think I can't really get to you.
Oh, nice to see you.
I will not be muzzled. Ken Marino.
Hi, guys.
What an energy.
Wow.
Where's my coffee?
Right here.
Okay. How are you? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Let's talk about what happened. Let's just get that over with.
Oh, do you stand the whole time?
I do, yeah.
And do you stand like that the whole time?
Like this.
Okay.
Like a little lady.
All right. So, and can I sit? I sit the whole time.
You can sit.
And he lords over us.
Yeah, it's a little.
This is Doug. You know Doug?
Hi, Doug. How are you?
And this is Vic.
I know a Doug, but not that.
So you're going to be quick today, this morning, I feel. You're
I mean, I've been driving very fast to get here.
So what happened?
All right. Wait, finish the introductions.
Vic. Vic Berger.
Hi, Vic.
And this is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
You've been emailing with Matt.
Matt, Vic, and Doug.
There you go.
And Tim.
And you should talk Tim.
Tim. Here's what I did. So I like to get up early.
Me too.
If I have something to do.
Yeah. You don't be rushing.
I like to get there. I like to take a little extra time, a little buffer, I like to call it.
Yeah.
And I like to drive. I'm not rushing.
This is.
I go get a coffee.
Yeah.
I go find the local coffee place around the address that I was
this
given,
is good.
Or that I thought I was supposed to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, what happened is my manager's assistant was like, "Here are the things you have to do today."
Yeah.
Well, we all have.
I know. Come on, I'm sorry.
And he said, "You have." Tim today at 9:45,
nice.
And then you have ADR at 1
at this
address.
Okay.
And when I looked at the text, I saw you have Tim, and then I went right to the bottom, here's the address. So I put the address in. So I go, I'm
Where
early.
Are we talking, North Hollywood or?
Right by Danny Trejo's Donuts.
Oh, in Hollywood proper.
Yes.
Like in Hollywood.
That's where I was.
Oh, that sucks.
And it was great. Danny was there.
No, he was not.
He was always there, handing out donuts, slinging donuts to everybody. And so I go get a coffee.
Yeah.
I'm early.
Yeah.
I'm early.
You have nothing to worry about.
I had a whole bit that I was going to do about I always like to be early. Sort of, it's going to be this bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Some variation of it. And I get to the studio and I walk in and it's 9:36.
You think you're at my studio?
Yes, and I texted you. Would you like some coffee?
Yeah, you did. I said to the guys, this was about a half hour ago or so. I said, listen, this is nice, guys. This has almost never happened before. Do you guys want any coffee or anything? I'm stopping to grab a coffee.
Yeah.
I said, can you believe this mensch?
He's a real mensch.
Yeah.
So I'm walking in.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ready to have a great. I'm early. I might even go to the bathroom, wash my face because I get a very shiny T-zone.
Yeah.
See if my hair's okay
because
I didn't know.
You don't bring a stylist with you or anything.
I don't,
no, HMU.
Not every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I walk in and this pleasant lady at the desk goes, "Oh, Ken, you're early."
Oh.
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, "You're very early."
Oh, no.
And I go, "What do you mean?" She goes, "You're supposed to be here at 1.
Ding, ding. And then the blood goes like.
Yes. Crazy. And so I was like, oh shit. And then I pulled out my phone, looked, and panic.
You could have easily said, Tim, I'm so sorry. I had an incident and I can't make it.
That would have been terrible. I would have felt awful.
I always expect the worst. You okay?
I'm all right.
Luke, can we do something?
We're good. He's not happy. I'm okay. Please don't come in here. So then I texted you.
I mean, this is one of the great Hollywood stories, I think.
Folks. This and the Bob Evans with Jack Nicholson and how they...
Oh, Robert Evans.
Robert Evans.
Bob, I thought Bob Evans is the sausage guy. Dude,
yeah. Oh, is Bob Evans a breakfast sausage guy?
Is he?
Are they one in the same?
Yeah, he's the sausage guy.
Bob is short for Robert, in, as far as I know.
Wait, is Bob Evans the sausage guy?
Yeah, Bob Evans. So?
And then there's Robert Evans.
Who was also a sausage guy.
Yeah, you can say that much.
Oh, wait a second.
Okay.
So here we are.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Here we are.
I know that. Well, let me just say, I'm with you. I have tremendous... I place punctuality as a very high priority for
yes.
me. Yes. I first of all, it's a sign of respect.
Yes.
And
which I do. I respect you.
I know you
and
do.
And Doug and Vic
and
Matt.
Mark. Matt. But it's a sign of respect, and I don't want that stress of... being late. I don't want that feeling.
I hate it.
And in California, you don't know what you're getting into as soon as you leave the house. You could be sitting on the 101 or the 10 or whatever.
Especially since it rained 2 days ago. Everybody's still freaked out about the rain.
Yeah. And so what? You get there early and you sit for 20 minutes and listen to the radio or do some email?
Yeah, you know, you got so many things on your phone you can do. What I like to do is I like to put my phone down and look at the world around me. That's what I like to do. Oh, wow.
All right.
You guys are quick with the cues.
They're very good. They're top notch.
How do you do that? How does the sausage get made? We're talking about something. Are you going...
Oh, yeah.
Typing the keywords for the theme.
Secrets.
And then you immediately hit the
Well, they've got a soundboard here with a lot of... They've got a big library of stuff, but they're also very quick. These are funny people.
I don't doubt it.
There's two guys back here, too.
I said they.
Yeah, I know.
I said they. Not for your gender.
I know it helps, like, be quicker. Yeah.
But listen, you're here.
Practice.
I'm trying to think the last time I saw you.
I'll tell you when.
You know this.
Yeah. We played tennis.
That's true.
I called you up. It was over a year ago.
Yeah.
At least.
Maybe pre-pandemic.
It might have been. It's all a blur. But I hadn't seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
And then I called you up. Sort of out of the, or I texted you and I said, do you play tennis or something? Did you reach out to me? No. Yeah.
You know what you got into that I didn't get into? It's that app that you send messages to people with.
Marco Polo.
Marco Polo.
Yeah.
And you would Marco Polo me. Do you know
Wait,
this app?
What?
Do You know Marco Polo?
Is this where you try to figure out where your friend is?
No, it's like this like instant video sharing app. Some people love it. Do you still use it?
Not really.
Not really.
But for a while I was doing it. Basically, it's like you have a conversation with somebody, you video yourself, and you record your side of the conversation, talk as long as you want or as short as you'd like, and then you send it to that person, and then they respond at their leisure, and they talk as long as they want, short as they want. They do bits or they don't do bits.
I felt like I needed to be more on with you, and I was uncomfortable
but
replying.
The beauty of it when I did it was that was everybody's first instinct.
Yeah.
And then there was this like sort of moment where everybody started to just talk to each other. And I found that to be delightful.
I it's a little different, but I like now when people send me audio messages instead of a text.
But they disappear though after a while.
They do disappear, that's true.
You could keep them.
You could
keep them. Okay. See, I got negative and positive.
They don't disappear in here.
I know they don't. I know. Way my brain works though.
Lots to get to. I wonder.
Really?
If I should...
What do we have?
Well, I've got a big agenda. We have a musician coming in later.
Fantastic.
Andy Schauf.
Did you ask me a question about singing a song?
Yeah.
I'm happy to do whatever you'd like.
I'm just taking in the moment because let me just backstory us for the. We met. I'm going to say 9 years, 10 years ago. I think it's 10 years.
No.
Since I went down to North Carolina to do a little show called Eastbound and Down.
Yes.
And I remember this. I have a terrible memory. I know.
Sometimes.
Oh yes. Thank you, Ken.
Sometimes you're off the mark.
Oh, just wait. Ba ba ba.
All right, now you're back on the mark.
They're planting seeds.
Well, guess what? When I went off the mark, that got a big laugh. So is it off the mark?
Uh-huh. All right. I don't have a great memory of stuff, but I have a very strong memory of getting there. There was a night before the shooting started. There was a little opening night party or whatever, like a party for everybody at this bar. And I got there early because...
That's what we do. Out of respect.
Get there early.
We want Danny McBride to be like, look at these fucking guys.
They're pros.
They're early.
Yeah, I'm not going to know my lines, but I am going to be on time.
On time, so you could do bits.
Yeah. I knew Danny a little bit, but I didn't really know anybody else. You're probably in the same boat.
Correct.
So I get there early. I'm sitting at the bar. You roll in, and I knew you were on the show, and I was a fan. I'm a big fan, you know, big fan of the
Legend
state.
And,
whatever else you've done. I mean... What else would I have seen you in at that point 10 years ago?
IMDb it.
Fucking The 10, which I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Great movie.
I'm here.
And
we can talk about anything.
Yeah. And Wet Hot, all that. So I go, I hope this guy's all right. You know, you don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I hope this guy's all right. You know, we always feel that way. You're
of
like,
course.
What is this? Maybe this guy's a prick. Because you do play a prick.
I do play a prick on TV.
So you come in, sit down, we kind of, you know, feel each other out a little bit. We get a little thing going. And then I say, my wife is pregnant. The city
of the dead. What?
That's him. That's insane. That was him.
That was an accident. I was plugging in my computer.
My wife is pregnant.
It's hard to know what's an accident, what's not. But you said, and it was news. It was like in that, you know, like what's going on, what's new. Well, you have kids, whatever. Like, oh, my wife's actually pregnant. We're gonna have a baby. And you said that's great, whatever. You know, that's terrific. Congratulations. But you said you're always going to worry about them.
Yeah,
it's fucked with me forever.
You are
it's a beautiful thing.
But I think I probably talked about, because this is how I feel about children.
And you have kids.
I have two kids. That the joy you feel when you have a child is so unbelievable that you feel like you can float off into space because you just feel so euphoric and happy and joyful. But the thing that tethers you to the ground, the thing that keeps you from floating off into space with happiness and joy is the fear and the concern and the want for their safety and their well-being.
And it's your responsibility.
And it's your responsibility. So sorry, I fucked you up with
No, it was profound, it explained to me my own feelings at the time and continues to. But so it was beautiful. You're getting a little sick of this already.
I love it.
Okay.
He was one of the happiest go lucky babies I ever saw in my life.
All right, now I'm sick. Yeah.
So then we got to know each other, and then what happened on that show was, you know, you and I were both in like one or two scenes per episode.
Right.
They're shooting a full episode about every six days to shoot an episode. So there's a lot of downtime for both of us.
A lot of DT.
And we're staying at this hotel on the beach in North Carolina, and it's the summer. And what are we going to do? We're going to go to the fucking beach.
Go to the beach.
Go to lunch.
Go to lunch. Go to the beach.
Go fishing. I think we went fishing.
Yeah, we went fishing. And you know, we did quite a bit.
Cornhole.
Cornhole.
Cornhole became my passion.
We played cornhole a lot.
It went so far as after the show, I feel like there was serious discussions and not meetings so much, but emails to perhaps pitch
Cornholing with the Stars.
Cornholing with the Stars.
Cornholing with the Stars. Yeah.
And we thought it would be a tremendous show.
We thought it would be great. We would have all our friends. Yeah. We would take it seriously. We would be the color commentators for it.
Yeah.
And there would be now, a prize.
Isn't last year, didn't they do like the pickleball star with the stars or something? I think.
I don't know.
Paul Scheer might have.
Oh, they did a charity event. I don't know if it was televised.
Okay.
But our idea, if I remember correctly, and I stand by it.
Yeah.
Is would be a weekly. Or now with the TV is 10 episodes of intense competition of cornholing with a prize at the end jokes included.
These are we're not breaking new ground here in a way where this is a format that has worked and stood the test of time.
Would you guys watch be partners that? In the cornhole?
Come again?
You'd be partners.
I don't know.
Maybe we would.
Isn't it a team game where you play with?
Yeah,
you can. Yeah, it would be doubles.
Yes, doubles.
Sometimes we'd have singles depending on what celebrities we had on the show. Yeah. You know, like if you had I don't know. I'm just going to throw this out. Pitt and Clooney. You just want them against head to head.
Oh, definitely.
You don't need any sidekicks for that.
No. That's a one. That's a grudge match.
And Gosling.
Who are you?
Leonardo and Gosling.
Leonardo and Gosling.
What about Will Smith versus Chris Rock?
Wow.
Whoa.
No, you want them as partners to see what kind of tension happens.
That's true. I love that.
Hey, guys. It's Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner.
Versus the snowplow. No. That's not nice.
Oh, I was thinking the guy from Entourage. Jeremy.
Piven.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Oh, maybe everybody is first name connected. Like you have to pair with a first name.
There you go.
Ken Marino with Ken Jeong.
That would be delightful.
Dr. Ken. Victor Berger with Vic.
Vic Tayback.
Vic Tayback. Yeah, Vic Tayback. Doug Loosenhop with Doug March from Built to Spill.
I'm into that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let me do this. We have
Tim Heidecker with Tim and Eric from the Tim and Eric.
Or Tim Allen.
Oh, he's delightful.
My friend saw somebody in my band saw Tim Allen at the Ralphs.
What was he getting? Did your band member say what he was getting?
No.
What?
I think who's the most famous person you've seen at a supermarket?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, well, she's famous, yeah.
Yeah, I ran into her.
I only asked because I have somebody better.
Okay,
that's the only reason I
asked. That's the only reason you ask.
I'm not better. What do you think? Like, interested in who you saw?
No, of course not. That's not this format.
Sit down. Are you sitting?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me stand up so I can sit.
1996. I'm out here interning in college. Go to the Ralphs in North Hollywood.
Right.
Drum roll, please. It's Tim Allen. No.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Bob Hope.
Oh, wow. What was he getting?
Milk. He was old. He looked like a ghost.
Yeah.
He's just hobbling along. The power. Dead within a year, I think.
Was he by himself? Was
it, do you think it had anything to do with you meeting him?
It might not have been him. I don't. I'm not, it might have just been a very old man. That no,
happened,
I think it was
that Bob happened with what's his name, Andrew Breitbart, when you met him.
I did. I met Andrew Breitbart, and he died within a week. Yeah, had a heart attack.
Shit.
When yeah. Mr. Hope
now here I am.
Bought his thing to this day. Hey Hope, here's change. And then Obama heard that, and he's like,
"Oh, Obama was with him?
Hope and change.
Look,
Obama was in there too. And you're saying Bob Hope was more famous than, well, I guess, yeah. No, Obama?
At the time, I didn't know who yeah. Obama was.
He could have been there.
Barry. Let's make a call. You know, we have calls. We're live.
What?
Yeah.
Let's see if Julian.
Oh, Julian. Lennon.
I'll get that.
Julian, are you still available?
Don't answer it.
Okay, yeah. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Julian. Yes.
Stop walking
oh, cool.
around. I'm getting
oh, wow. Yes. First time caller, long time listener. Yeah, so I'm just at school right now. I'm a kindergarten teacher, so I don't have a lot of time. But first of all, big fan of everybody here. I'm also a big Andy Schaaf fan. I don't know if he's there yet, but
he's warming up in the guest house.
Cool. That's awesome. So I was just hoping to get some of your input because I've in some ways kind of like fashioned my program at school a little bit after this very show. And I was wondering if there's anything, I know a few people here have kids like that you wish that your kindergarten teachers, I don't know, did with your kids, stuff that you, you know, would like to hear your kids.
I'm not
talk
really
about.
Involved in that kind of stuff, but Ken, do you have any
wishes? My children are 15 and 13 at this point. I've forgotten all the kindergarten things that I may want them to learn. But as long as you're loving and open and take care of them and support them in their creative desires and don't judge them, that's what I would say.
Yeah, it should be very bare minimum stuff at that age.
I mean, what are some of the things you do?
Well, I was going to say every day we do like a sight word of the day that they learn.
Oh, and that's so, similar to our city of the day, which we'll get to soon.
Well, we sing. I mean, I do the city of the day song, but with sight word of the day.
Whoa. That's cute.
Yeah. So I don't know if I owe royalties.
Can
so
I ask a question? Isn't it rare for is it rare for a male to be a kindergarten teacher?
I mean, that's inappropriate. I really am. Not pleased with that.
What the hell are we going to do without men?
Well, I will say maybe
yes
it's not
no.
what you imagine in your head, but I'm happy to see it.
I had a friend that was a kindergarten teacher said it's very rare and they loved it.
I mean, it's all teaching in general, I think, is.
You know what I like to do?
Yeah,
I like to scribble. I always like to do this with my kids when they were kindergarten age.
I'm canceled for that question.
Scribble on a page. Everybody scribbles, and then you find the art work. You find some sort of image in it, and then you build off of that.
Oh, that's a great idea. Awesome. Yeah. Called free drawing, maybe?
I don't know what it's called. I think it is. But I'm going to call it free drawing.
Well, can I just – this is a nice segue. Doug, you're fine. I'm just – don't worry. He's getting uptight now.
It's okay. Doug, it's fine.
I thought
time to retire anyway.
No. I had the same thought, and I regulated it.
It is rare, though. Isn't
it? It is not the norm.
How do you like being a kindergarten teacher? Not men.
Oh, I love it. It's like my calling. Yeah.
That's great.
That's all.
I used to do music, but I kind of fell into kindergarten during COVID when everything was getting shuffled up here. I'm up in Canada, in Toronto. And wasn't excited to do kindergarten, and then it just turned out to be the best. So it's great.
Well, this is a perfect segue into me telling you this little thing that happened yesterday. I went to my son, Charlie, is in kindergarten. I have two kids now. I said to Ken, I sent him a picture of me and Millie at the Ant-Man premiere that you were also at. We didn't say hello to each other. But I said, Ken, look, this is my girl. You only knew her as a fetus.
Epic.
Because remember when Marilyn was down there, she was like this.
I do.
But so I went to the school yesterday to read for the kindergarten class. I did a little parent reading morning.
What book did you read?
Charlie and Mouse.
Oh,
is the name of the book.
How did it work out?
Well, it was good. It was actually not Charlie's kindergarten class. It was the other class because they split. There was a long story, but this one kid. There's always one.
Really, really wet.
This one kid kept bugging me. Kept going, can I tell you something?
yeah.
And after the second time, you realize that whatever he was going to tell you was not something you needed to know.
No, you just needed to get it out.
yeah. First one was, can I tell you something? It was, this shirt was from my neighbor.
Oh, well, that, okay, but that's good information.
Yes. Second, can I tell you something was, these shoes are new. I had other shoes like this, but they were a different color. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Then, can I tell you something? My birthday is August 12th. You know. Huh. All right. Can we get back to the story? You know, he's right in the front. But this was the kicker.
Mr. Heidecker.
What's that?
Mr. Heidecker.
This is this was the kicker. This was the last one.
It's more like that.
Mr. He goes, yeah. Can I tell you something? Yeah. What is it? He goes, when my dad gets a beard, he shaves.
I love that.
A little passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, asshole.
Wait, sir, whose name I'm forgetting?
Julian.
Julian, what do you do when a kid does that? How do you handle that?
Like with the non sequiturs or the...
Yeah, with a kid who just like won't shut up.
I mean, in general, I let them talk for a bit because I think it's important that, you know, they're heard. But yeah, if they keep on going, we just, I don't know. I guess I have like an arsenal of, you know, soft ways to kind of move on to other kids.
Now, what would be one of those things in your arsenal? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to. I'm on the spot. Maybe I'd be like, I think we'd just be like, oh, that's really neat. But I think that, you know, like this other kid has something to say.
Somebody else might want to share.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys do dunce caps?
All right. You should start doing dunce caps.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to see the activity I've got set up for this afternoon?
Of course.
It's super quick.
I've got nothing else.
Okay, that'd be a good product.
I'm really proud of this. We read a book earlier this week about a wolf that eats like a duck and a mouse. Jeez. And at first they're really upset because they got eaten, but they realize that life is pretty sick in the belly of the wolf because they can like bake and have these feasts together and they like play music. So I took that. We did like a journal entry on Monday, some math on Tuesday. Today's like the big one. I'm just going to grab it. One sec.
Wait. That's not true.
Once the
wolf eats the duck and the rat or whatever it is,
they don't hang out.
Like, it's not like a house. Okay.
In the belly? You mean like Joan of the Whale?
Like a house, belly house. It's not. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let's see what you got.
Okay. So we made like these wolves, and it says on the front, I don't know if you can read it, but it says, if I was in a wolf's belly, I would.
Right.
Because the
digested by the stomach acid
that they like to do, but obviously the kids, they all like different things. So then what happens is you can open it,
right,
and it's going to have a picture of what they would be doing on the inside.
Yeah.
And then they're going to fill out this little card here where they're going to write what they did. So it kind of pulls in like some art, some writing. I'm pretty pleased with that. I think it's
that's cute.
Do any of them anyone write digest?
No. I think that's great.
Julian.
I hope. Love it. I hope one of
thanks
them.
Thanks so much, guys. I won't keep you any longer. I know.
Yeah, this isn't the Terry Gross fresh air interview with Julian from Toronto. You know what I mean?
Well, I appreciate it. I'm a big fan. So,
thanks, Julian.
I don't
thank you for your service.
Like yeah, and I don't think it's too early to say I love you.
Whoa!
Okay. I love you guys too. I love you guys too.
Oh, that's very sweet. What a wholesome show.
Yeah, I really wholesome.
Matt, I guess we should do the city of the day. Oh boy. Ken, stand by for this. City of the Day is brought to you by the Clam Kerchief. Let's face it, pulling a slimy, snot-filled handkerchief out of your pocket every time you blow your nose is nasty. Now there's the Clam Kerchief, the only kerchief that's shaped like a clam.
Brilliant.
Now no one will think you're doing anything gross. They'll think you're smelling a clam. The coolest part, when you blow your nose, you're the first guest to laugh at a fake commercial. Good for you.
They think you're smelling a clam.
It happens a lot.
Oh, he's not blowing his nose. He's just smelling a clam.
The coolest part, when you blow your nose in a clam kerchief, it will make a beautiful sound that will delight everyone within clam shot.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Goes downhill from here. Here's what the clam kerchief sounds like when you blow. The clam kerchief sounds great, I guess. But that's not all. It also keeps your mucus nicely contained in a clam. And you can use the shell to pinch off your nostrils and keep your nose looking clean and empty. If anyone asks, what's in that clam? you can show them the inside and they won't even know it's boogers. They'll think it's clam goo. So order your clam kerchief today by going to blow.clam/pinch. Office Hours listeners get a free clam caddy when they use the word slime. Clam kerchief also available at Dipsticks Booger Shed. Okay.
Oh my god.
No, but you guys all keep on listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. That's what you want. You don't want booger jokes? That's your show for Saturday morning. All right, Matt, who is the city of the day?
Andre Marks.
I gave you most of that one.
Hey. It's a whole family.
The city of the day is Fukuoka, Japan.
Whoa! We have not had one American caller today, and I love it. What are you guys doing over there in Japan?
USA! Enjoying the weather.
All right.
Can you zoom out a little bit? Let's see the whole family. We just see
a beautiful baby.
There you go. America's DNA.
What a beautiful family.
What do you do out there in Japan?
I teach English.
Is your wife Japanese?
Yeah,
she is.
You met her there?
Yep.
And you're just ingratiating yourself into the culture and the country.
Yeah, it's nice. It's way better than America.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I would agree with that.
Have you been to Japan, Ken?
Three or four times.
Yeah. Come on. Wait, is your wife?
She's half Japanese. Half Japanese.
You know, folks, the phone lines are open to patriots only.
Yeah, just enjoy nature. And
Ringo Starr.
All right. Oh, that's
not worried.
You know what that is?
About
that's Apple. Ringo is Apple in Japan. In Japanese.
Ringo Starr.
So yeah, the cherry blossoms will be in a couple weeks.
Now, where in the country what city are you in?
Fukuoka is like the southern island.
Amazing. So, have you ever been there?
I have not. No,
I've never been. I expect you to give me a VIP tour when I arrive. Whenever I arrive.
In Japan, is it custom to when you're on the phone to just show your knee and your baby?
That's how they communicate. All right, we get it. You have a baby. So what?
It's a beautiful baby.
Yeah. What's the name?
Oh, his name's Sega.
Sega.
Beautiful.
Are you
Star River?
Respected and appreciated by the locals, or are you seen as a weird outsider?
No, everyone's really friendly here.
Andre, tell us what time it is there. That might explain some of this demeanor.
Now, it's 3 a.m. now.
What's going on?
What?
Baby doesn't sleep.
Oh, the baby's up.
Baby's up.
Wow.
He sleeps during the day. He's 2 months.
Aww. Good morning.
It's never too early to sleep.
What a wholesome show it is today. What is this? And no negativity at all. All right, well... I love, in some ways, it's so neat that we can just immediately connect with Japan.
Do his eyes connect with you, or are they still like wobbly?
Oh, yeah.
They're connecting? Okay.
Looks right at you and smiles, nice. Laughs.
All right.
Does he know any good jokes?
All right. What did Smash Mouth's tour bus say to the Mini Cruise, the Mini Cooper?
What did Smash Mouth's tour bus say to the Mini Cooper?
Well, it's got to be something about All Star. I don't have it.
Hey, now you're a small car.
You feed us lies from the tablecloth.
Perfect.
Great joke. I don't know if it's public. Is it public that Neil Hamburger is playing Japan?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
But it's in Tokyo, so I don't know if that's... Is it easy to get around Japan? Can you just pop up to Tokyo when you want?
Yeah, it'd be like a two-hour flight to Tokyo.
Sweet. Goodbye,
mate. Yeah, you're on an island. Right? Is that
it's all connected by trains, but...
Yeah. Does your wife think that joke was funny? No. All right, well, all the best to you. You have any questions for Ken Marino, star of Party Down, now airing on Starz?
Rah.
My guess is no. How about your baby? Does your wife have any questions for me about Party Down? No?
Okay, questions.
We have some Merino.
Where can we see it? Where can we see it?
Let's get a Merino headed. Thank you, guys.
It's on Stars. Goodbye. It was great seeing you.
How do you say goodbye in Japanese?
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
No.
No. Yeah. All right. Let's take a Merino head.
Yeah. Eric, right? Eric Peterson, you had some questions for Ken?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess...
Easy.
Just went from positive to negative. What happened?
He's got a bone to pick with you, it sounds like.
What's up, dude? You ready to throw down?
I'm just surprised that I'm getting picked on again. Anyways, Ken, I'm excited to check out Party Down, the new season. I am curious about Burning Love.
Yes.
Oh, it's right. Burning Love was so good.
Show that I don't think a lot of people know about, and it's really brilliant.
Don't you love when people tell you that?
I love when people tell me that some of the work, a lot of the work I do, nobody has ever seen.
Or that my friends hate it, but I love it. That's another good one.
No, but you're saying some very nice things about Burning Love, and I will say to you this, and you dropped out, but you're asking where people can see it? Is that what you're saying? Was that what you're asking?
No.
Oh.
We can get to that.
Plug it. I just have it on DVD. I don't know where you can watch
where
it.
Where did
otherwise.
That air originally? Was that... an online thing?
It was originally on Yahoo.
Yahoo?
It was a Yahoo
event
thing. We did three seasons of it.
Yeah.
For Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was before all, you
streaming.
Can do streaming and all that stuff. And it was a show that Erica, my wife, wrote. And we produced together and I
directed.
You're
one of these guys that doesn't wear a ring, by the way.
I lost it.
Because I was worried. I did see a picture of you and I
lost it.
Because I met your wife. She's beautiful.
She
and lovely.
Lost hers. We lost ours. Hers was stolen. Mine was lost. I take it off all the time for parts.
Sure.
And so at some point I lost it. And we're like, do we get new ones?
It's a waste.
I don't even like wearing a ring.
Yeah, I'm not a ring guy too. That's I do the same thing. I can't. It's
you
tough.
You see, a lot of presidents, Obama didn't wear a ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump
Mr.
don't wear
T,
a ring.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that's too bad.
Burning Love is, thank you for saying nice things about it. I'm glad you own it.
Yeah. And I guess, well, my question was, with Party Down having a new season, is there any possibility of another Burning Love season?
I mean, I can't imagine, but I guess nothing's impossible.
Nothing's actively being developed in that.
No, nothing's actively being developed. And there's also nobody's actively trying to block us from doing it. So anything can happen.
But you might have done what you wanted to do with that show.
I will say this. That was many years ago. If we were to do it with the same group of people, it just wouldn't be the right, it would be something
interesting.
Different. So then it would have to be new people, and I don't know if I'm interested in doing
that.
We
all can grow, and we all can learn.
Sometimes enough is enough of something. You don't have to.
Since we're doing praise, can I say how much the guy who dips his balls in things is, means so much to me? For real, like growing up, like all my buddies.
Is that the state?
Yeah, like meant so much. Like just like one of the first things that like turned me on to humor. So.
May I ask a question about that? Because that's a sort of a controversial.
Uh-huh.
Or character, or it's sort of there's several things going on. There are people who love it just because it's a recurring character, and there are people who love it, there are people who like it because it's just a recurring character, and there are people who like it because it is commenting on recurring characters in sort of a fuck you
character.
Can I curse on this show?
Yes. Feel free.
Motherfucker.
Bullshit.
That's it.
And so when you were watching it growing up, what did you respond to?
I just thought it was absurd that everyone is like, they love this guy, how cool he is. It is like, it's like the Fonzie comes in kind of thing.
It's like making fun. You already understood.
And it had nothing
trope.
Sexual about it or whatever. The balls things are. Yeah it's just a trope. Yeah.
I like it. That like those first ninth, things when you grade. Realize like, oh, all this shit that I have been watching is shit. And now this,
and
you, somebody's turned you on to like somebody's put focus on that and said like, yeah, we're making fun of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And then you go like, everything I could have this other thing.
Right.
Special.
Right.
Yeah. You're looking at Saved by the Bell or whatever else around that time. Yeah. Like what the hell? Yeah. So it's, and it's just so absurd. that you have these balls and you're gonna maybe not this way or whatever. Just
Thank you, you guys were so fucking young making that shit.
We were 20 I guess I was about 22 in that picture right there. I'm probably about 21 or 2.
Oh my god,
did you feel ready for that?
You were
There it is. Look at you, little baby. Still look great, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you hitting on me?
I'd do you easy.
I would do you easy. I mean, you,
hey, we shouldn't talk about some of those nights in North Carolina, by the way. Those were wild.
How young was that? Were we ready for it? I don't know. At that point, we thought we were young, arrogant kids who were in this group. Of 11 people, so we all just kind of
protected each other.
Protected each other and talked our group up. So we thought our shit didn't stink, and we were like, we deserve anything if we work hard enough for it. And so, which is ridiculous to think, but like, so at the time we didn't think twice about like we weren't like, aren't we? I can't believe we have the show.
Right.
We were like, this is the next step.
We get a show right out of college on MTV.
It was
I don't see it happening anymore. Like the young, somebody that age, like getting a big show like that. Not even a big show, but like a place to play. Like
I mean, there's those the three guys who do the
SNL shorts.
Yeah, those are young guys.
Yeah,
and
that's
they were doing stuff on.
They made a movie with Judd Apatow.
They did?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, that's awesome. They're very funny.
Yeah, very funny. Congratulations to them. All right, listen. Yes, you got the Ken Marino stamp of approval.
Woo.
I'm keeping the trains on time here.
I don't think they're ready.
They're not ready. What do you mean?
Sam's getting them now.
Oh, okay.
We're waiting. I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, yeah, just do live drops.
Get that song going though.
Laugh it up.
We're waiting. Oh, here he comes. I see them now. I have a view into the.
Look into my eyes.
Don't forget, stick around. So your thing's at 1?
No. What time am I supposed
to? Your
VO. Oh, don't worry about that.
Okay, but you'll be done here at noon. And that gives you plenty of time.
Yeah.
So you're hanging out. You're going to listen to beautiful Andy Schauf.
Yes.
And we're going to take a 5-minute break and then come back. We're going to talk to Andy. We're going to talk to you some more. I have a big announcement.
Oh my God.
I almost crushed a dog.
Oh my God.
So those seats are great.
These are wonderful.
Oh my God.
Are you okay,
man?
I'm falling and I can't get up.
I'm just doing the show going.
Yeah, yeah. I get it.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
All right. Andy Schauf, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get this. Watch this. I'm like David Letterman here.
All right. I didn't know that happened.
Hi, how are you?
Andy Schauf's new album. Norm. It's not named after Norm McDonald, is it?
A little bit.
Are you okay?
Oh yeah, I'm totally fine.
Because sometimes you
I played football a long time.
I know,
that's
but
nothing.
Sometimes you have a fall and you feel okay for a second because you're in shock.
Oh yeah, yeah no, that's I'm so used to it. It's fun. It doesn't matter.
Oh my God, Doug's going crazy on this. But can we change the energy in this room dramatically?
Yeah, really.
Because Andy's here. And you missed it. Vic just tumbled off his weird chair.
Did you see it? Yeah, I'm all good.
Was it on camera? Did we get
that's,
it on camera?
That's
Wes?
The main thing. We want to
Wes, did we get it
I'll
on camera?
I'll do it again soon. Don't worry. Okay. No. Yeah. Thank you. That's great.
Is the name of the album Norm?
Yeah. Here's a question. Is there a song called Norm on the record?
There is.
Okay. So it's one of those deals.
Yeah.
Is it short for normal? Or is it somebody's name?
It was someone's name.
Mm-hmm.
But originally, it was going to be just short for normal. So,
but not Norm McDonald.
So both.
Because he is Canadian.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Saskatchewan, Canada.
And you just drove down here for this?
No. He's on tour. He's on tour. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what song are you going to be doing?
Norm.
Okay. Do you have any other songs, or is it just all Norm?
Every song is called Norm.
Andy, it's a pleasure to have you here. I'm a big fan. Your music is beautiful. You're not familiar with it, because I know you.
That's correct.
You're a dad rock guy, and so am I. But you have to open your mind up.
I open my mind to everything. I'm open to everything, and I can't wait to hear you play, and then I'm on my drive to my ADR, I'm going to listen to all of the album.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, performing the song Norm from his album Norm, Andy Schauf.
On his side with heavy eyelids and the price is right, breathes inward and drifts on out, losing the edges, winning the prizes, and when the television's silent, I speak into his dream. Wicked ways, and I will lead you to the promised land. Touching the sofa, eyes open wide. Is someone in here? He asks aloud. Sits up straight, turns the TV down, and looking all around him, he hears it once again.
Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. That was great. Gorgeous song. What a voice.
Thank you.
What beautiful iterations of chords.
Yeah.
Gorgeous song.
Gorgeous.
It's a classic. Right away. we're going to take a quick five. Right, Matt? Because we got so much more to do.
Yeah.
So much more to do. We're going to take a quick five. Be back in five with Ken Marino, Andy Schauf, Doug Vick, and the rest.
I can't wait to... Ooh.
Go ahead.
I can't wait to hear
more. Fascinating. About.
Yeah.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh. I like to meet people and people who laugh. Welcome to Office Hours Live. We're gonna have the best time of our silly little lives. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, get up.
So that's it for today, fellas.
What is your wife making
so what are you?
Hello, this is Leonard Nimoy letting you know about the Office Hours Patreon. If you sign up today, you'll get a whole other Hour of Today's show. Plus the Joel Hole, the Compound, producer Matt's interview podcast, and lots more. All for just $5 per month or $55 for an entire year. So beam yourself up to patreon.com/officehorrorslive and sign up today.
Something gourmet, like a steakhouse filet, or a custom on the bone.
judge you made.